Hello, my name is Jeff Hajek. I'm the author of What Do You Mean I Gotta Be Lean? I'd like to start out by saying thank you for giving me this chance to talk to you a little bit in my Gotta Go Lean blog. Most of my ideas come from something I see throughout the day. This idea came from my time in a coffee shop. I'm quite the coffee addict. I love my white chocolate mochas. So I went into one of the smaller stores. It's not a chain, just I think the owner has a couple shops in the area. But I went in there to get myself my caffeine fix one afternoon. I was working on editing one of my new projects, and the girl behind the counter, the barista, looked a little frazzled, and I was wondering what was going on, so I just asked how her day was going. And it turns out she had placed an order for a lot of the supplies to run the store and had forgotten quite a few things. So she was a little bit, I think it's just that she felt guilty about it, that she was causing some problems in the owner was coming and going throughout the time I was there, and he was bringing in new, bags of cups and lids and things like that. And he looked okay about it. He wasn't angry or anything like that, but you could tell he was frustrated that he was doing this extra work. And I can see why. He's trying to run a business and have to stop what he's doing and run out and go to the store, run out to Costco and grab big bundles of cups. It disrupts the flow of his day. So both of these people ended up feeling a little bad about the situation. And anyone who's done lean for more than a couple of days really has a good feel for the answer to the situation. It's basically just using Kanbans. Now, a lot of people think about Kanban and they look immediately at the shop floor and they think, how to get materials for a production process. But when you step back and look at it, coffee is a production process. It's the same thing as anything else. Customers come in, there's a demand for a particular type of demand for the product, and they have to put it together and, shipping it, in this case, is just setting it on the counter. But they do have to deliver to the customer, and they need the right materials to do that properly. Now, hopefully I gave them my web address and said, here's something that you can use to try and fix this problem. But we'll see. We'll see if people can really grasp the idea of Kanban. So I'm going to go back in and check on that in a little while and see if they've done anything differently to make it so that you don't have that problem. But it really got me thinking about lean, and that's really one of the benefits that's not often looked at as a goal or as a reason for doing lean. And it's this way of improving relationships between managers and employees. There's always this talk about, the QDC, improve the quality of your products and deliver them faster and at lower cost. But not a lot of emphasis is placed on what you can really do with lean in terms of the relationship between managers and employees. And what it really does for you is it takes a lot of the possibilities of frustration out of the system. So once you start standardizing processes and eliminating the opportunities for mistakes like this, it's much easier to focus on the important parts of a relationship. So hopefully the two of them will be able to, figure out how to prevent any of these kind of problems in the future. And just the fact that I'm in coffee shops a lot, I meet a lot of people. It's nice to be able to get out of the house every once in a while in the evenings or on the weekends and just kind of sit down and take a little break. And the other day, I think over the weekend, I met a young man who had just starting out a career in financial sales, sales of financial services. So in talking to him, he was talking to me about the training programs and how he felt very prepared and had been going on sales calls with one of his trainers and even had a great training package. But what I was asking the question about was, how do they transfer knowledge and how do they capture the things that work and don't work? So in the course of this conversation, I frequently gravitate toward lean. So I started thinking about, in the sales calls, something, there's a sales funnel where not every call results in a sale. If they make meet 100 people, 10 might follow up and one might buy. And there's this funnel that, it trickles down. But the question I asked him was, how do you know, what's causing people not to buy at each step? And he talked about some of the training materials and, managing the exceptions or, the objections along the way. But we didn't really have a good answer for what was it that they did to, capture the information each time it happens and make sure that there's no changes in what's going on. And, it's basic lean stuff. It's countermeasuring, data collection, and all that sort of thing. So these two incidents really got me thinking about, where is lean useful and where is it most applicable? Now, of course, when most people think lean, they immediately think of the production. They think of the shop floor where people are producing a physical product. And that's, that's where lean originated and that's where it came from. you know, originally the original conception of what Ford was doing and how it mutated into the Toyota production system. That is the history of Lean, but a big part of Lean is about problem solving, and problem solving is not just on the shop floor. So I was just wondering, why is it that Lean is so pigeonholed as a production floor tool, and it's hard for people to make that leap? And what it struck me is that there's two things. Lean is really closely tied to standard work, and it's tied to takt time. And those two concepts are very hard to transfer over, and it's mostly because the demand is not as stable in the office environment. So on the shop floor, you can see, you know, you can see a steady flow of the product you're working on in one production line, or you can see, you know, the Heijunka mix. When you start doing level loading, you can start getting a steady rhythm of the products you're building, and you can build a stable standard process around that. In the office, a while ago, I worked as managing a sales operations center, and the people in that area had, you know, 10 different jobs to do on any given day. They were answering phones, they were sending emails out, they were faxing, they were following up on sales calls, they were doing marketing stuff for different people, so, you know, preparing reports for some of our bigger customers. So the demand they had was not as smooth as you would see in something like a shop floor. And that really is probably the biggest difference, and it's the barrier you have to overcome, you know, in situations other than the shop floor, is finding a way to get standardization when the next product walking through the door, you know, the next thing you have to do is not known until right away. So the other thing I noticed about that is that, you know, in shop floors, work can keep. So if you fall behind on a production process, you can work overtime, you can come in on the weekend, you can do things like that. But in the office, if the phone is ringing and it doesn't get answered, you don't have a lot of the flexibility like you have in Lean. So, you know, the concept of Heijunka is a little different when you're talking about, you know, fast food restaurant. If you have people coming in and they notice a long line, they leave and they go to the next restaurant down the street, there's a lot of different choices. So it's not quite the same as when you place an order that's going to go and sit in, on a shelf at a retailer. So those were really the big things that I was thinking about as I had seen this young lady at the coffee shop, and it got me thinking about Lean pretty much throughout the day. So that's kind of how this podcast works, is I just come up with my thoughts about Lean, try and relate it to the real world. But most importantly, I like to think about, how does it affect people, and what's the human side of Lean, or how is job satisfaction affected? Because job satisfaction plays a huge role in the success or failure of Lean. When you link process improvement tools with job satisfaction, you can get this great Lean success. So I'm going to wrap up with that and say, have a great day, and I look forward to having your comments on what you heard today. Thank you.